So what I want to do is I want to play the video that I've queued up there. And so you guys look at any monitor in front of you and check out what this guy's had to say. This is Teller, Penn and Teller, famous musician.
I want to talk to you about this. I get home from the show, and at the end of the show, as I've mentioned before, we go out and we talk to folks and, you know, sign an occasional autograph and shake hands and so on. And there was one guy waiting over to the side in the what I call the hover position after I was all done. Big guy, probably about my age. Big guy. And he had been the guy who has picks the joke during our psychic comedian section of the show. So he had the props from that in his hand, because we'd give those away. He had the joke book and the envelope and the paper and stuff. If you haven't seen the live show, it's not worth explaining. But he had props from the show that we'd given him from the night before. He wasn't the guy that night. And he walked over to me and he said, I was here last night at the show, and I saw the show and I liked it. I wanted, and he was very complimentary about my use of language and complimentary about, you know, honesty and stuff. He said nice stuff. No reason to go into it. He said nice stuff. And then he said, I brought this for you. And he handed me a Gideon Pocket Edition. I thought it said from the New Testament, but I also thought it was Psalms from the New Testament, right? Or, Psalms from the New, just part of the New Testament. Little book about this big, this thick, you know. He said, I wrote in the front of it, and I wanted you to have this. I'm kind of proselytizing. And then he said, I'm a businessman. I'm sane, I'm not crazy. And he looked me right in the eye and did all of this. And it was really wonderful. I believe he knew that I was an atheist. But he was not defensive. And he looked me right in the eyes. And he was truly complimentary. It wasn't in any way, it didn't seem like empty flattery. He was really kind and nice and sane and looked me in the eyes and talked to me. And then gave me this Bible. And I've always said, you know, that I don't respect people who don't proselytize. I don't respect that at all. If you believe that there's a heaven and hell and people could be going to hell or not getting eternal life or whatever, and you think that, well, it's not really worth telling them this because it would make it socially awkward. And atheists who think that people shouldn't proselytize, just leave me alone, keep your religion to yourself. How much do you have to hate somebody to not proselytize? How much do you have to hate somebody to believe that everlasting life is possible and not tell them that? I mean, if I believed, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that a truck was coming at you and you didn't believe it, that truck was bearing down on you, there's a certain point where I tackle you. And this is more important than that. And I've always thought that, and I've written about that, and I've thought of it conceptually. But this guy was a really good guy. He was polite and honest and sane, and he cared enough about me to proselytize and give me a Bible, which had written in it a little note to me, not very personal, but just, you know, liked your show and so on, and then like five phone numbers for him and an email address if I wanted to get in touch. Now, I know there's no God, and one polite person living his life right doesn't change that. But I'll tell you, he was a very, very, very good man. And that's really important. And with that kind of goodness, it's okay to have that deep of a disagreement. I still think that religion does a lot of bad stuff, but man, That was a good man who gave you that book. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. So right from somebody who obviously doesn't believe, and but a healthy reaction to someone who does believe, simply sharing something that matters in a respectful and gentle way. And so to close, to say this, you are the beautiful messengers this Christmas. It's your feet shod with the gospel of peace as you walk out in the world. And people will come to faith as you share this good news. If you hate people, then you will not share this good news with them. And that's not an emotional manipulation to say, if you don't share it, you're a hater. That's not the point. If you love well your neighbor, your enemy, you will share this gospel. The good news of the arrival of Jesus to take away our sins. The only true message that brings faith. And give this gift this Christmas. That's the sermon on faith this first week of Advent. Everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So let's pray. God, we commit ourselves to you and to this message. And it's simple. And thank you for what you have done. And we ask that you would be glorified and help us keep it together and help us be alert for the opportunities and help us back off once it's delivered. And if it's a person not responding, help us to realize that and just to give it and to be wonderful so that even a fellow like this has something to walk away and think about. And thank you that you are saving people like you've saved us. And if there's any of us in the room here thinking about it more simply today, thinking about it and saying, you know, if that's what means life, I need it. I believe that Jesus died for my sin. If those of us here in the room and you say, I know I'll need forgiven for that thing, whatever it is, God, will you help us to, even in this moment, just receive forgiveness from you in Jesus' name, to be asking and to receive forgiveness for whatever, because Jesus died and his death was enough for every sin, big and small. Please, those of us who have long in the tooth, forgive us for yesterday. And those of us who are first time taken out on the road, forgive us for all the days up till now. And will you bless us, please, and help us to see this at work in our lives. Encourage us in little ways and trust us with more. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.